Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Please to be on tonight on July 14, 2021. Welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you in the precious name of Jesus. But most of all, we welcome the Holy Spirit because it bursts. And foremost, we thank and praise God to be in the land of the living, to do the will of God, that God would even choose us to use us, and we be a vessel unto him. So we thank and praise each and every person tonight that may call in. As we know, those who will call in, you already know the numbers to call in. And when calling in and you want prayer, or you have a testimony, you know, you can click on one, and I will acknowledge your hand up and ask you, you know, if you want prayer or whatever. We just praise God for his mercy and his kindness and his goodness. We praise God for each and every person in the land of the living tonight. We praise God just for being God all by himself. We just thank and praise him for, you know, for just this night, even for the things that we're going through, because if somebody else is going through something worse than what we are going through, but, you know, in spite of, I am determined to keep pushing, to keep going on, and I'm not always saying it's easy, but I try not to focus on what I'm going on. I try to focus on where I'm going to. That is in Christ Jesus to fulfill the purpose of my life, you know, and to help to you know, to get his people that place to walk in their destiny, you know, because we need everyone, because the devil, he's filling up his kingdom. So we need to tear down his kingdom, fill up the kingdom of God, you know, and everybody in their rightful place. You know, everyone that God has already taught, trained, given them whatever they need to do, he's teaching them, he's showing them. So everybody have a different position. It's not always the same. It's just like anything in the world, you know, for each calling, each position, but each person has to be trained for that through by the Holy Spirit. And the same way in the kingdom of God, you know, everybody can't do the same calling. Even if you have the same calling position, God still trained you how to operate and do it. So we thank and praise God tonight. And hallelujah, thank you. And I praise God, and I just pray the blessing of God upon each and every person tonight that called in. I pray that we would just stand strong and see the salvation of the Lord, which means deliverance of the Lord, you know, because in his time, and, you know, and this is what I have to really say about myself. I'm trying to talk to someone today to tell them it doesn't mean that I don't go through things, but one thing that I do know, my putting more wood on the fire is nothing but the fire going to get bigger. So I really try not to focus on it. Then another thing I have learned in growing with the Lord, sometimes you just, something you would like to share with people, sometimes you can't, because what I found out, a lot of Christians, they talk the talk, but it's negative, you know, and so I don't need to have anybody telling me, you know, to fix things myself or go to world way of fixing. Tell me to, you know, to pray to acknowledge the word of God, whatever he say, you know, because I know his way is the best way in his own his way. You know, so either I'm going to work for the kingdom or I'm not. That's just the way I see it. So I'm going to pray. Then I will go to the word. And like I said, if anybody need prayer or testimony, whatever, you know how to click on one, since, you know, those who called in, and I can acknowledge it. And like I say, prayerfully, I'm believing the Lord. You know, maybe, I don't know whether it's going to be for this month out or whether it's going to be next month, but I'm going to try to go, prayerfully go to the 2 hours so that people will have time, or they won't, you know, want prayer, or however God chooses to want to move. Because the thing that I want people to understand and think that I do, I want to move in whatever gift he wants me to move in. I don't want to just take whatever gift I want to operate in, and then people may need healing. They may need some other kind of deliverance, you know, because a lot of time, I'll be honest with people, you know, he wouldn't give the other gifts in the body of Christ if we're not supposed to operate in them. And sometimes, I mean, I've ministered to people for a long time, and I've seen where people, they get a word, oh, they're happy, and they're joyful, and even before you turn around, the next day, they're back down again. And I used to tell the Lord, you know, I'm not a one of those inner tubes, a thing that you pump up the air in, and then the next minute you're down, because a lot of people have not learned how to keep their joy, to keep their peace in spite of what's going on. And I tell people that it would really a person that's standing with you and with, you know, they really believe it, it wears their spirit out. Because really, they can feel with that other person, they're not, they can feel the weight on them, that they, you know, that they are standing in faith alone. And I used to tell people, especially when I was pastoring, you know, had people come to, I used to tell them a lot of time in praying for other people, I'm going to stand on my faith. I'm not standing on y'all's faith. Y'all talk the talk, but you sit there, you know, you can almost read their mind, well, I don't believe it's going to happen. And whatever, so I really would tell people, because I know it's me. I don't plan on giving up and giving up. I may not can understand why God don't move, and I think He ought to move, but this I do know, He's faithful. His time is always the best time. So a lot of time I have in the past, I really have just stood on my faith, because it just really vexed me and irks me, you know, when people having real problem and they need somebody really standing, and these people like to do a whole lot of talking, you know, but they don't really just stand and believe that God will bring deliverance in the lives of people. So I intend to see victory, and this is why I keep telling people also, even in this ministry, the ministry God has given me, that I want to see all the gifts when God chooses to use them to work and operate for people to get. I don't believe in just giving a person a good word or whatever it is, you know, when they might need healing. They might need something else. Because most people, they read the Bible, and they know that he'll deliver and set free. You know that if they walk right, he's going to bless them. But sometimes, you know, the Bible talks about when Paul, he talks about, he didn't come with external speech, but in demonstration. We, every one of us, we're supposed to demonstrate the word that we preach and tell people. We tell people that God is a healer. We don't have to be a preacher, but all of us are preachers. But anyway, you know, carry the towel or anything. But if we're telling people that God is a healer, then we ought to be walking a place in God to bring that healing or to speak that healing to people of whatever it is. And this is the thing, because I'm telling you one thing, even in the world, I didn't like being a hypocrite. Whatever I was just that. I was just that. I didn't lie about it or anything like that. If I didn't want you to know, I'd tell you none of your business. So in Christ, I'll be honest with you, I really, truly, it bothers me if I just preach the word and even praying for people. And I know sometimes God works in timing. I understand all of that. You know, I do understand all that. But sometimes, like I say, when I tell people, you keep on, and nothing happens. Then when other people search other people's lives, they either bring the devil, because I tell people to lift the devil up too much. That bothers me, too. You know, lift up Jesus. But I tell them, I said, you need to begin to search yourself. Where are you in Christ? Because every believer that got the Holy Ghost, they got the real Holy Ghost. You're supposed to be healing people, delivering people, setting people free, or open up blind eyes, raising the dead, casting out demons. We all supposed to do it. And I remember telling a lady sometime way back, and she had been in church a long time, but I was telling her, you know, I'm asking God to really, that Holy Ghost, I know I got the Holy Ghost. I know it's one baptism, many refilling. But I told her, I'm asking God to fill me even more, like in the book of Acts. Fill me. She said, well, I don't know why you're doing it, because you got, I said, look here, I know what I'm doing, but I know what the Bible said I'm supposed to be doing. And if I'm not walking in it, the problem ain't with God, and it ain't with people. It's with me. I may need to crucify the flesh more. I may need to die more. I may need to walk in obedience so God can trust and say, okay, I'm going to give you my power to set my people free. One thing that I do see with the people that I have run across, they want the power of God to use when they get ready and for who they get ready. No, that'll never happen with God. He wants to give it to you to use. He wants to use it to you, to whomever he wants to be used for. Because like I tell people, I don't go for this thing, believe me, you know, my church people, my family, my you know, church family, all this. I am a member of the body of Christ. I am a sister to whoever they are, wherever they are, if they're doing the will of God. And if God called me to their aid, then I'll be willing to try to help. I will not ask, what church you go to? Who your pastor? Who you this? Because if God allowed them to interact, that means that he wants me
to do it. If I can't do it, then I will really what I do is there were places, I'm to my district before, you know, before I got on here, before I got on the other one, that I have called over the years to get people to stand in agreement with me, that I felt the anointing on the phone when I talked to them, and I saw results. I saw results because I really, truly, with me, when I know the anointing is with it, I can automatically look for the answer. Because those people who are walking in the power of God, they got the power in their life. I have been around Christians, and they pray, and the prayer is so dead. I remember when I was pastoring, sometimes I used to allow different ones to pray to dismiss. And sometimes they'll start to pray with no life in it at all. And I would have to tell them, that's all right, stop. I'll pray. Because I know that was flesh praying. And flesh, you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You have to learn how to discern. It's not that you putting people down, but you don't want the devil operating in anything. This is why people tell people, even in ministry, you have to know people by their spirit, man, to have them either aiding you, helping you, or putting them over something. You don't do it just because people gifted. Because anybody can have a gift, even out there in the West Coast, they can be drunk. Drunk as a cool around, as they say, and still could have the gift, the gift of prophecy, the gift of preaching, because most of us, if we haven't seen it, there have been people that have been called, they haven't come in. And they can be drunk and preaching, you can feel the anointing, because the anointing is on the gift, but it's not on their life. And people say, well, they need to stop that, they're paying because, no, they're not, the gift is in there. They can tell you about things they see. They can tell you about a vision. Sometimes they can see angels and things when you can't see them. Because God got people out there that has not come in yet. And just because they're out there don't mean they don't belong to God. It don't mean them gifts don't work. Because the Bible tells us when Jesus went back, he said he gave gifts unto men. He didn't say he gave them to them when they got saved. He didn't say that. Because I know when I was in the world, I still could see things and dream things. And if I dream it, it'll happen. And I definitely wasn't trying to serve God. So I know if he did it for me like that, I wasn't the only little thing he picked out. There's other people out there. We have to understand anyone can have the gift, I mean, have the anointing on your gift, and your gift can operate. But the anointing on your life is coming when you are crucifying your flesh and mortifying the deeds of your flesh, and you dying to your will and to your way, and God is put his power within you, that now your life, you operating with the anointing on your life, but it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. That's what scripture tells us. It don't tell us to give until we say the anointing destroys the yoke. So, Father, I just ask you to bless each and every person that called in tonight, Lord God. I'm standing in agreement, Lord, with them for your divine purposes. Take them where you need to take them in you, God. The Lord God, to be an example to the world. And, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the world will know that you live, that you are real, that you still here to love and set free, but you need yielded vessels to work through and to live through in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I know that standing in agreement that whatever they're going through, God, I pray that the grace of God be up on them, Father, that they go through. And it don't even seem like they're going through because you're carrying them through. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you right now. We pray for the world. I'm praying, Lord, really praying for a revival over our nation. We need the real Holy Ghost, Lord God, falling down from heaven on your people. And I always say, Lord, hit me first. Don't miss me. Hit me first because that is the only thing going to change people's heart. The only thing going to change people's heart. Man can't change people's heart. But you can change people's heart. And a lot of us is ministering to people and talking to people, and it's just like we're talking to a wall. So we need to pray for the Holy Ghost. We need to pray just like they did with the Azusa Street, just like they did with the Great Awakeness. When God the Sovereign came and hit people wherever they was and caused them to repent, drew them by his spirit. It didn't have nobody running and tell them, you need to come to church. Why don't you come to church? Because the Spirit of God draw you. And the Bible said, except his spirit draw people, they can't come. So I keep telling people, stop trying to force people to go to church. Stop trying to force people to serve God. Pray, keep praying for God's spirit to hit them. Ask God to arrest them. Because the Bible tells you, if you know scripture, And like I said, I don't know all the words, but I know enough of them to know the Bible said it's his spirit has to draw people. God's timing ain't always our timing. It's not always our time. God knows what he's doing, because he still is in control. So, Lord, I just pray, Father God, that we as a people get revelation and knowledge, Father God, and we start running people away from you. But, Lord God, but live the life before them. They can see Christ. They can see Christ and draw them to the kingdom. And, Lord, we thank and praise you. Lord, I'm asking you also, I'm praying, Father God, for everyone that's truly called on you, and they're over ministry, over church, whatever, God, I ask you, Father God, anoint them afresh and let them tell people the truth, preach the truth, and live the life. But those who are not, Lord, we send the fire of God to pull them down in the name of Jesus and stop them from destroying your people, stop them from teaching your people wrong and teaching your people, Lord God, how not to live a consecrated life before you, Father God, but teach them, the Lord, to look at you as a sugar daddy, that you owe them some, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I ask, hallelujah, glory to your name, God, hallelujah. I ask you, Lord God, to send, Lord God, the angels, the warring angels, God, send Michael, God, into these places, God, and let the fire of God fall in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like you, to destroy it and tear it down in the name of, and establish your kingdom. Your kingdom. And Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. We pray, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise God. Like I said, again, tonight I have been talking, you know, about how the different tests and trials we go through. And the other day I had come out of Rome, but I'm going to come out of Galatians this time. But I'm going to just say a little bit on that, because it was talking about in the fifth chapter. When you're going through tests and trials, there's a process God is doing in your life. There is a stripping away of things he's doing. They're not coming just because they're coming. They're not coming because I was trying to explain this to a lady today, you know, and she's going, but, you know, I don't know why people keep doing that. I don't know about you. See, you're not sticking with the word. You're not sticking with the word, because the Bible says we're not dealing with flesh and blood. And I said, the Lord will use people or whatever it is, because there are things in you. And you might have pushed your right button, you don't know what's in you. But when that right button get pushed, whatever in that is not pleasing to God, going to come up and come out. That's what he's after. I said, just like when you put silver, gold on fire, and people want to purify, they put that fire hot as they can and let that stuff up to boiling. And all that residue that come up on top, they skim it off because they want some pure gold. Don't see nothing. So with our life, it's the same thing for him to flow through. Our spirit man has to be purified. And through the test and trial and things that in fifth chapter, he was talking about glory and tribulation, 5:1-5. But anyway, say glory and tribulation. Also knowing that tribulation works patience. And this is why I tell people, look up the words. And when you look them up, you'll find all what tribulation means, trouble, calamity, you know, distress, pain. All these things comes. Yes, the Lord used the devil to do it, but it comes from the hand of God, because when you're going through them, he's going to teach you how to have patience and wait. When God doesn't just move quickly when you want him to, okay, the fruit, because we go over there in Galatians, of patience is being worked in your life. How, I don't know, a lot of time with me, with people, I listen to people, I really do, they think I talk a lot and I don't, but I do. Okay, I want God to move, I don't know why he ain't moved, I've been waiting on this a long time, and either they put it on people, but people just won't help, they won't do, they blocking this. No, you're not understanding scripture. Because you're complaining, God is one, it's not allowing to come through, because that fruit is not cultivated in your life. The Bible says, after patience, you receive the promise. And a lot of times through this, of course, you're talking about, and as a patient, you get experience. You cannot have nothing to tell people if you don't go through something and come through it, but not bitterness, but what's right. And that's how you minister. You don't just keep telling people about Paul and all the rest of them, but how do you know Christ for yourself? What have you ever went through and you needed him to deliver you? You have to go through for experience. Everybody has to go through that God's going to use. Everybody. You may not lack it. You may not want it. That's why I tell people, I don't care whether it's other people or whether it's my family, whoever, I pray you through. I will not pray you out, because you need that experience to fulfill whatever God done called on your life. Because I know with me, those people who have went through what I'm going through and they tell me their testimony, it does something to me. But somebody else trying to tell me a testimony they never experienced, it, don't know what, it just flat, it don't do nothing. And I tell them, you know, you trying to tell me something, the Bible says, yes, it say that. But you're supposed to have your own experience. Because a lot of times what I've seen was me, first about the faith wall, and God knows I really went through and still go through a faith wall. There were people that they never really trust God. They say they did, but they were always helping God out. They always find a way to get out. They always find what they're not being led by the Spirit of God. Sometimes he does lead. So when I tell them my testimony of what God, then they get smart. You know, God don't take everybody the same way. That's true, too. But you can't tell me that I can't make it unless I do this, I have a job, and this, that, and the other. Why? Because I lived an experience when God has taken care of every need. I didn't ask nobody for nothing. I didn't beg nobody for nothing. I didn't play poor mouth. I didn't play cry, even though I didn't have. You know, in the beginning, yeah, I went to one place and it turned me down, but the Lord had told me in Scripture not to go. But I'm listening to the saints. Well, you know, that's what the places is for. And you know, we got this and got that. That's why right now, today, I tell people, my Bible tells me, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not unto your own understanding, in all of your ways, not some of all your ways, acknowledge me. I will direct your path. He never told me to tell him about my situation. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go down here to Brother Joe, and I want you to touch his heart and give me a favor when I go down here. That's not what Scripture says. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes that God, when he desires, he will give a word of knowledge and put on people. That's because that's the way he is designed to do it, and he will open that door. But I tell people, the first thing, what I usually really do is ask people, just pray for me for God's will, whatever his will is. Whatever his will, because he will protect me and take care of me in the center of his will. If you pray me out of his will not have that protection. I will not be abiding under the shadows of the Almighty. I will not be doing that. So we have to be really be careful that people that love you enough and care enough about you, that they want the will of God in your life. Not your will, because you and I and none of us don't know what's best for us. We don't even know what's best for our children. He created them. We might want it easy for them a lot of time, but sometimes with some of them, they don't need it easy. So they get 40, 50, 60 years old, you know, or whatever, and still be there pulling on you. I've seen it. I've seen it because they refuse to cause them to grow up. They refuse to. But we got to let people go through, pray them through. Because if God permitted our life, whatever terminology we want to use, we got to play for words. I don't. Like I tell him, if he don't stop and he got all power, then he's allowing it to happen. But he said, all things, not something, work together for good as though they love him and call it according to his purpose. You don't know my purpose? I don't know yours unless God showed it to him. So whatever you're going through, if he permitted it to come, okay, it's going to work to your good. So I can't not say, and be more wise than God. But I don't think she need to go through that. I'm going to pray it. No. Because if you want to stand with God, you will either be all the way with the word or going to straddle the fence. And I don't plan on doing that. And if whatever the word tells me to do, how it tells me to do, my love for God, first of all, my love for you, I'm going to pray his divine purpose, his will. Yes, I realize whenever you be like that, that most Christian, baby Christians, let me say the babies, they do not want you praying like that. They want you to get me up out of this. I just want the Lord for telling them, if you don't pray him out of it, and I'm talking about what I go through, but you don't understand. No, you don't even say that. I don't want to say, I do. I don't agree. Because if you had understanding, you understand that I'm sticking with the word. Because I had to stick with the word, and I still do have to stick with the word. But those things that he carried me through, and what's called, and still, I can still go through. He was perfecting me to be a vessel that I didn't have all these little smart aleck ideas. I tell anyone when I was in the world, I thought I was a little smart cookie. I thought I knew, had a little knowledge, and knew stuff. I did have some knowledge, but in the kingdom, it can't work. So knowing me coming in, before he really filled me with the Holy Ghost, and probably he was telling me to do some of the weird stuff that I've done, I probably said, well, no, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think, and I would have probably messed up like a lot of times people have done. But then we're going to go over here to Galatians, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to sort of like read through some of it right quick, but get down to the part that I want about the fruit of the Spirit. And even though it's 9, it's more than just, I mean, it's not fruit with an S on it. It's just fruit. And what happened with that, those fruit has to be cultivated in your life. And it cultivated through the tests and the trial that you go through. It's not automatically like people want you, all you have to do is pray for me and I get a lay hand. No, you're going to have to go through. And he cultivate the different fruits in your life. But anyway, it talks about the 5th chapter. Let me see where I'm going to start at. So I'm going to start at the 16th verse. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. That means live. It don't mean, it's the pathway you take, the road you take. That's what it means. In the Spirit, and ye should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do you know why a lot of people fulfill in their fleshly lust? Because they do not walk in the Spirit. They'll tell every once in a while, but I was led by the Spirit to do this. No, it's going to be a lifestyle. Whatever you do, however you do, that the Spirit of God is leading you and directing you in that path. And this is what the Lord has done in my life, and I still do it. Whatever it is, I don't care if somebody wants me to do something. Most of the time I'm going to tell them, I say, well, I'm going to pray, let me pray, see what the Lord say. It's not that I don't want to do it, but I can go and do it. If he don't want me to do it, something could happen. Because I did not seek him or acknowledge him. And I have to do that, and that's what I do. Whatever it is, you know, and a lot of times people don't understand it, so I'm aware. It don't make sense, but, you know, God, I can do it. Go ahead, I'll do what you want to do. But I want to be a son of God. I don't want to just be no Christian or no churchgoer, no person born again, because there's a difference. There's a difference. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, called in Romans 8 chapter, they are the sons of God. And this ain't people preaching and telling people, are we all sons of God? That's not what Scripture say. This is why I tell you, you got to get in the Scripture, stay in the Scripture, and not agree. And that's what happened a lot of time with me. Like I said, and I'll be honest, I don't know all the Scripture. I don't know all the Bible. He would never let one person know all the Bible. But I tell people this. When you come, know what you're coming with, because if you come in and you're trying to say something that's not, that I'm not going to agree with it. I mean, I even say nothing. Sometimes I may say the word God, and most times they tell me, but you don't understand. You just don't get it. No, it's not that. Well, you don't understand. I'm not in agreement with you. I understand everything you're saying. I'm not in agreement with whatever you don't come up with, because that's not what it says. I said, that's not what it says. Okay, but it says, put the flesh, your flesh, my flesh, and this don't have nothing to do with just sex and all that thing. It could be your desires or whatever you want, so you may be a person that you like a glut. Or you may be a person that you just like to spend money on clothes, whatever it is, house stuff, whatever it is, when it could be going benefit for the kingdom. Okay, he said, put the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they are contrary the one to the other, so that they cannot do the things that you will. You know, a lot of times when God tells us to do something, and hear the devil offer us, well, maybe you need to take that and spend it for this. Or maybe you need to do this or do that or do the other. Okay? So instead of obeying the Spirit of God, because the flesh, and your flesh going back and forth, but you need this. I know God said this and that. So you're going through a fight. So if your spirit is stronger, you're going to obey God. If your flesh is stronger, you're going to obey your flesh. Because you're trying to give your flesh a satisfied, temporary pleasure. And the Bible says if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. Corruption means ruin. But you sow through the Spirit, you're going to reach life everlasting. So if I do what the Spirit says do, even though all this other stuff, then guess what? I'm going to reach life everlasting. I'm going to reach peace. I'm going to have peace in my life. I'm going to have joy in my life. And he calls them the flesh consistently die to the point where I will only want what the Lord wants for my life. I was telling somebody was talking to me the other day, and I was telling them, a lot of stuff to me. I tell them, I said, I don't know what God has done in my life, but a lot of things that people still desire and want. God has taken those desires from me. I only want what he wants for my life. I'm in more peace and happy because, first of all, if he's allowing me to go through a thing where I'm not going to have no money, I won't have to be begging and praying and, you know, begging people to pray for me that the Lord bless me with a financial blessing, the Lord bless me with this, that, and the other, for something that's going to put my flesh. Because one thing that I do know this about God, he will bless this with the things that you need, that he wants to need and get to, whether you sometimes pray for the ask, because it's a place in God. And you know that his God is doing it. Sometimes we want things, the flesh want things done before God get ready to do them. So then we're going to try to make it happen. Are we going to try to do this? You know, like a lot of times, you know, you have people, how can you live like that? How can you just like that? And how can you, what's going on? You know, you need to do this, you need to do that. If God has given me peace, God got it in control. And when I get it, like I tell people, well, you got to spend money for it. I don't have to spend no money. But I waited on God. I waited on God to work it out. That's what it is. But your spirit and flesh can be constantly fighting. And that's not only about stuff and things. It's about doing the right thing with the kingdom of God, even about doing the work of God or whatever it is. Your flesh going to always try to fight. But you got to learn to bring your flesh under suggestion. You got to crucify and the deeds of it. But the 18th verse says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under law. Basically, you're not under your flesh. If the Spirit of God in you grow, and that's why you have to feed it with the Word of God. I was trying to tell somebody today, because I'm constantly seeing people, they want a word. They want a word from the Lord. You know, you need a word. You need a word to stay encouraged. But I told them, I said, I'm going to be real with you. You can get that word, that prophecy, whatever you want. Comes by, but God is not going to cut his logo out. You can forget that. But when you're going through hell and high water, it's the revelation of this logo word is going to help you to wait and trust God. Because that's a lot of time. God seems like he's going in left field, and you don't got that word. And not understand how God operates, but he must be in for God. And I haven't been waiting on a long, long time. But if you've got the word in you to let you know that God is faithful, that word is down in your guts. Don't care how things are looking and going, guess what? It will not move you. And I'm not talking about what I think. I'm talking about what I know. What I know. Because a lot of people try to throw it at me. Yeah, but you know, look here. If y'all want a word, go ahead on the word. But I know he's going to move. I just don't know when. And I'm not going to question him. I'm not going to say nothing negative about him or... Like I've had people say to me recently, he pay me no attention. He don't ask my, look, don't even talk that to me. If you want to talk that, go get in the corner by yourself and talk that junk. So when the wrath falls or hit, let it hit you. Because I'm not, I've got more reverence for him than to do that. I may not understand, but I'm not put to question him. I tried that years ago, and Lord had to tell me, so you use the faith that I gave you. Because I'm always moving, even when you think I don't move. And at that time, I was questioning God about where was I going to move to, because he was moving everybody else but hadn't told me anything. And he let me know, and that's why I say there come a time in each person. Like he may do different people different, and I do hear people tell people, oh, but honey, God don't mind you asking questions. Let me tell you, man, you better make sure that you're not the one of them ones that he trusts so to the point that you don't grow in him. He wants you to trust his word, because God will. At that particular time, and this has been a good while ago, when I was in my heart, I wasn't doing that now, in my heart. But through the prayer, me and someone else were praying, and the Lord had them to speak and tell me, because God said, use the faith that I gave you. And I'm looking, but one thing about me, I don't argue back with people when God use them, unless it's one of them carnal Christian, special people in their flesh. And I look at them. But I know they couldn't have known what I was speaking in my heart. I really want to know real bad. God, everybody else move. Where am I going to move to? Please show me in my heart. And he said, I'm always moving, even when you think I'm not moving. So use the faith I gave you. From that day to this one, and it's been a while, I don't be questioning God, because if he's not doing something, he already told my mother would move. Just because you don't see me moving don't mean I'm not moving. But see, the flesh part of me has to what? Die. And the spirit had to come to the place where he's trusted what he say. And this is why I tell people a lot of time, too, I don't have to have God to give me a word every day, a word of prophecy every day. Because the word is a prophecy. You know, I don't have to have him do that to encourage me for what he's going to do. I know in my guts he's going to do it. I just don't know when. And I've learned patiently the fruit of the spirit been cultivated in my life. I'm not saying I don't see I have to work on them because you got people that try to make you go back to, you know, the word and acting like you did, you know, before you ever got saved. But it had to be cultivated in my life in order for me to sit still, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm not saying within myself I'm anything or I'm strong. But God in me enabled me. And this is why I tell people, when I'm preaching and teaching, I'm teaching you what I walk in, what he had to strip me to help me to walk into this place like that, to help to let his people know that come a time that God can trust you. And everybody's different because everybody don't grow the same way. You may have somebody else. They may not be at the place in Christ where you are because everybody's not the same level. But God may trust you, have you to trust him, and you are waiting, and they are not. You can't talk junk about them. Because maybe they are not there. And God understands that. Because the people around me that have been trusting long and all of this, they should have been able to do that and help me to stand. But most of them are telling me, well, you know, you ought to go to this place. Well, you know, they help people and you ought to do this. And, you know, go and you need to maybe call the people to see if they got in a place and all of this. You know, he had told me that a lot of other people have to go and look for a place. Whenever they got mistaken, he said, but you will not have to. He had several prophets to tell me that. And so people wonder why I sit still now. He didn't tell me you're going to have me running all over creation. Because one thing about when you got a relationship in God and you hear God speak, he can send you exactly to the right place at the right time if that's what he wants. But if I got to run all over the creation to look, I'm going to my own flesh. And sometime with God, I'm being real with people. Sometimes with God, he won't let you even find it. Because why? You didn't wait on him. You listen to those people that talk a lot, know what we're talking about, talking religion. But anyway, it says, now I'm just going to go through the work of the flesh right quick and then get down to the fruit of the spirit. But it said, now the work of the flesh are manifest or revealed, which are these, adultery, fornication, and like I said, with both of them, you got spiritual adultery and spiritual fornication as well as natural. Okay? You got uncleanness, lasciviousness, unrestrained lust, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, and you know, those people like to keep up messing on emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, revealing, and such like of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And that's not necessary to come out of heaven because they know you're not going there. The things of God, the things of spirit, you know, care of the healing power, care of the blessings of God and all this, it's saying as long as I'm operating in those things and the fruit of the spirit is not operating my life, then those things are not going to automatically come to me until I die to the flesh, crucify the flesh. So this is why it's important. When you study the word, look up each and every one of them so you know exactly what it is or whether any of them is operating in your life. Because he tells us, any such thing shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is within. You know, remember that? It's not without observation. The kingdom of God is within. So that meant if I'm willfully, intentionally holding on to any of these things, I can pray all I want to for the Holy Ghost and everything else, but according to the script, because the Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. It let me know it's not coming in. This is why we have to do come to a place in Christ that we hung to, Lord, am I still operating? Do I still get this getting mad? You know, you got Christians say, but yeah, but you know, the people make me mad because, you know, I've been like that, but God understands, I lay my religion down. That flesh needs to be crucified because I had a temple. I had a temple when you picked at me. And I didn't pick at people, but I didn't like the people, as I call it, juking at me. It's all right if you not like me. I wasn't going to bother you. I wasn't going to even treat you mean. But when I was unsaved, I had a temple. Don't pick at me. Don't either try to make it like I'm stupid or all of that. And seeing a lot of that I went through since I've been saved, for the Lord to test me to see. They reconnected me now. The thing, I don't know what it cut off. I'm sorry about that. And so I had to call back in. And it's nothing but the devil. I rebuke and I bind him up right now because he didn't want the truth. Yeah, all right, y'all. I got. Can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me now? Okay. Yeah, switchboard had went out or whatever. But anyway, I was talking about this. Anytime we operate in any of these things, so this is why I say certain people may be doing certain things that you're not doing. And sometimes we put them back because we're not doing what they're doing, and we want to send them to hell. But when you study the scripture, that all these things in the same basket. Go over in Revelation, the 21st chapter, and it talks about all the things, you know, lies and all that stuff going to be in the same basket. So one thing is no worse to God than another thing. And all of it's doing because that person's heart has left God, and those are the fruits that you see. And I don't care who it is, when a person's heart leaves God, you may not go out there and drink in the street or do all this other stuff that people are doing, but you can start getting back into self, getting back into flesh, getting back into stuff. Same difference. God don't have your heart anymore. So, but the test and the trial that he takes us through, because he wants to come in and give us his kingdom so we can go forth and set people free. I'm sure all of y'all look at that and see that now. That a lot of Christians, they say they're Christian. They can pray for you, don't nothing happen. They, you know, else they got to pray all day long. They won't cast out no demons because they don't have the power to cast out demons. Okay? They can tell you that they see, they have this vision, that vision, they see this, they see that, they see the other. But to speak forth that word, to see maybe you going through in your body with something, and you praying to God and you needing God to show you and reveal that for to bring deliverance and healing. And they can't even see that, but you can see God's going to bless me. You can see God's going to give me this and give me that. I need this thing up out of my body. I need my body healed. I need my body healed. That's what I need. I need my body healed. I need somebody to tell me, what is this thing, Lord God, that I'm waiting on you to bless me, or wait, you don't say you're going to do this, but it ain't coming in. I need somebody to tell me the truth. Tell me what's holding me back. Tell me what's hindering me. Don't keep telling me how anointed I am and how God's going to bless me, but yet still, I need God to move in this situation or whatever it is, and I ain't getting nothing on it. And I know sometimes God don't want, because I was telling some people recently, I said, now, most people that God been had prophesying to me recently about my life and all, because I've been still asking God, you know, for instruction, direction on some other things that's going on with me that have been going on now for about a couple of months. And most of what God been talking to me about and having people tell me about how he's anointing me for his work, how he's giving me new revelations, it's all about using me to help his people. It's in the natural, it will seem like, well, is he thinking about me and what I need him to do right now? He sees all that, but see, people got to understand God cares about his people. And he know he can trust me, that I won't worry about him about all that stuff, that I want to be a person that I can be effective and affect his people's life. So just about everybody, and sometimes I have to laugh, not make fun. I said, Lord, how much you know I had it on my heart and praying that you would show, give me a word on, when you give me instruction on moving, when you know, whatever. But God, and God ain't saying nothing. He'll say, you know, what I'm sending angels to help, and I'm going to do something supernatural. But to be specific on what God is more about, I have anointed you, I have called you, you know, and I'm going to use you. And then, well, he tells me about how people feel about me, too. He tells me about that and how he wants me to do. And I said, but see, if my flesh was not crucified, then I'll be cutting flips. But see, I also know, like I said, getting back to the scripture, he said the 22nd verse was talking about the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, and that is not just, oh, I love you. It's a benevolent love. It's a love. It's not loving people because of what they do or don't do for you, but the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. And it don't make no difference what color they are. They don't make no difference whether they family or whatever, because the love of God sees no difference. And God keeps having me trying to explain that to all people. I can't love my family if I got God in my heart more than I can love anyone else that don't. It's not by blood, because God's love does not see it that way. His love does not see it that way, because his blood is flowing in me. Okay, it say, okay, the next one is joy. Joy is just rejoice and happy, even though he have answered my prayer. Even though there's nothing in the natural for me to be happy and joyful about, but because of the fruit of the Spirit has been cultivated, I can be joyful and happy, even though God has not given me what I've asked for, even though he have not answered my prayer, because my joy does not contain on what I'm getting from him. But because he lives, the fruit is in living in his kingdom, it has been cultivated. And it's through the bad times he's taken me through, where he had me going through and had me where I wasn't, he didn't want me whining, crying about this, that, and the other. And the Bible said, give him thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. The Bible said, give him thanks for all things. So some preachers, whatever you want to call them, say, well, you're not supposed to thank God for the bad thing. Scripture say, give him thanks in all things. Give him thanks for all things. So now, am I going to believe the word of God? I'm going to believe somebody else that's preaching a lie. Because why I maybe go through longer? Because I'm not thanking and praising God. I'm complaining and murmuring. If it made the apple his eye, which was the Israelite, the natural seed, if it made him angry when they murmur and complain, about what he was going through, it does the same thing to him now. Yes, he gave them what they wanted when they wanted that meat, but he gave them so much of it, it was killing them as they eat it. So you have to be careful about, because God just jump, because you keep bugging him, keep bugging him, keep bugging him, keep bugging him. And he gives you, because his Bible says this, it brought leanness to their soul. Old Testament also means, okay, when you talk about fat, that means prosper and wealth. When you talk about leanness, that means they're in a place that's still in lack. And they haven't learned how to trust God and believe God. Because God wants them to learn how going through your testing and trial. Learn how to trust in the word and learn how to eat the word of God, the logo. Yes, he will still give us a prophetic word from time to time, but it's the word of God that he said will forever stand. Not one jot, not one tittle of the word going to fall to the ground. You cannot get one and don't get it all. And all this stuff that I hear some preachers saying, maybe like in his last days, that God just going to only have prophetic word. Yes, the word's going to be like this, not necessarily from prophet. Everybody who has the real Holy Ghost can speak forth a prophetic word. But you still going to have teachers. You still going to have pastors. You still going to have evangelists. You still going to have prophet. You still have to have apostles. God has not going to tear down his structure that he built from the beginning for the body of Christ. So anyone preaching and telling that lie, they're lying. I don't know who to hear it from. But if he didn't need it, because he says in his word, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. So he's not changing just because millennium or whatever else, all this stuff that people be saying. Whatever word he gave back then, like I say, the word is prevalent for today. This is why I tell people sometimes you have to go back and look at the word, you know, in the Greek and the Aramaic and the Old Testament, and then the New Testament is Greek and Hebrew in the Old Testament. Look up the word and see what it means, because some words mean different things in different scripture. And you can take things out of context by just what's coming. This is why it's good to study the word, not just try as people tell you. Well, you'll read the whole Bible in a year. For what reason? You're not learning anything. You're not learning things. Sometimes God will put you on one chapter and have you in it 6 months. And each time he can show you something different in it. But the next fruit is peace. And that's a peace that is past all understanding. Basically, a peace that you endure when you're going through. You got a peace in your inner man. And sometimes you have to pinch yourself. Why am I not worried about this? Because we so used to worrying me up, so used to feeling like we got to do something about it. But God won't even let you worry about it. And I've been trying to tell people, make people understand about that so we can keep the opinion to themselves. That God has given me what I'm going through, such a peace. I don't even sit and hardly think about it. Now, yes, I do desire for him to give me instruction, but if he's not going to do it, I can't do nothing about it. But they tried to make me be worried about him. Well, you ought to be doing it. If I should, he'll tell me. Then when you tell me, he'll give me a confirmation. But he ain't told me to do. Now, so you're trying to steal my peace. Now you're trying to make me begin to kind of worry about what's going to happen, what's going to this, what's going to that. But any kind of way, whatever was to me, I'm going to have to trust God to do it anyway. So I got to be led by his spirit, not by the spirit of somebody else. Because like I said, whatever I need or whatever I want, they're not going to come forth anyway. They can give you good ideas. They can, you know, they got good opinions. But you don't go on that if it's not confirming what the spirit of God has told you and in your spirit, man. You're not supposed to go along with it. Okay, the next one is long-suffering. A lot of us have been going through some stuff a long time. But I'm ready for it because I've been through it a long time. But evident or not, because he ain't changed it. Suffer, that means suffering long. That's in situation of certain kind. Everybody may be a different thing. That's part of the fruit being cultivated in your life. And what the Lord would do, he would sometimes wait a season, maybe, you know, not let you be going through, maybe go ahead and do something. Just to see how your reaction is. And you start to run and complaining, then he go back and cut the oven up. Learning the ways of God. Learn the way, and that's by building a relationship with him. The next one is gentle, being gentle. A lot of Christians, I've seen this, they're not gentle with other people. You know, they don't have they really don't have no patience and nothing else with other people. But they got to remember, God had it with you and still is. Going back, when I was pastoring, them people had got on my nerves so bad, because when I'm sincere trying to help you, I really am trying. And they wanted to bait with the word, and I wasn't even trying to obey God, even though I'd been in the church longer. I really had got fed up with them. I was really tired. I said, Lord, change them. Let them go somewhere else, because I was not advertising. I was not doing all of that. So I didn't draw people. I let God send people, okay? And so the Lord had sent word because I had was saying that had a prophet. I was talking to her about, at that time, about moving too. People that operate, like this is what I say, real people in the office of prophets, they're most going to come up with about your life or whatever you may be saying or doing and get you on the right path. They may encourage and all that stuff sometimes. That's just the gift. But I'm talking about walking the office of prophets. So she was beginning to tell me, she said, you had a lot of people, but then nobody do nothing you said and saying you want to close them doors. I'm a person like that. I'm not going to lie. I did. Now, probably if I'd have been in the flesh, I probably told him to get out there and I'm going to come back. She said, but God say you dare not, because he got to refine you, purify you, and conform you and mold his character in you. And I'm saying to myself, Lord Jesus, they ain't even acting like nothing like you. At least I'm trying. But it was saying, but I call you for a work to do. Not to get fed up and tired with people because they ain't grasping like you grasping. But think about when I had mercy with you. When I waited on you. So I'm going to have to, like I said, for 2012 when that happened, 2012, 2016, he really, really carried me through some testing with people. I said it like this. He had them roll me out and roll me up. He was rolling all that mess up out of me from thinking like that. He was thinking like that. So back here, I think, just before he showed me the dream about the gold, about to go, stepping in the gold, and we one lady left, and I mean, she was really, really rubby. And I told her, if I wasn't saved, and I'm being honest, I said, I'd have thrown you out of here a long time ago. But after I said that, I know the Lord wanted me to shut my mouth. So she came here, and she was here, you know, doing something. So she had a back, and so she told me, said she had been having back problems for a long time. And I've been prayed, and ain't nothing happened. But I really did, to be honest with God, know that I really want to tell her, but you saying that you in a higher place than where I am, I don't know what I'm talking about. And you mean tell me you couldn't get God to move on there? So I told her, I said, well, I tell you what, I'm going to go back in and sit down. And I said, when the anointing come up on me, I'll come in here and pray for you. And so, because that's where I like to operate, when the anointing come up on me, go be in a prayer or whatever it is, or lay hands if I got to lay hands. So when the anointing came up on me, I got up and I went in because she was in the kitchen. I said, well, I'm going to pray for you and pray for your back. And I laid hands on her and prayed for it and spoke against it, you know, pain and all this. God instantly moved the pain. And so she started to jump out. He's gone, but I couldn't do that. I didn't say nothing. I'm going to come right back on and sit down. That's what I did. And people don't realize. Now, she had been preaching long before I was, but she had backslid and all that stuff and got back in carnality. God cannot give you his power if you operate in carnality. But you got to be a place to operate where most people, because of where you walk, they're not going to understand and like you. That just the way it is. They can't. They really can't. And the next one is goodness. Goodness. You know, the goodness of God and being showing goodness to peoples and doing things like this for people. The goodness of God. And I'm going to try to rush through because of time for time. Faith. This is not you could say about faith to the suffering thing, hopefully. This is a different level of faith. It's a fruit of faith, which basically is believing and trusting God and have faith and believing for this, that, and other. So you, when the fruit is being cultivated, God will stretch your faith. Say, for instance, if you, God wants to stretch your faith about some finances. God may pick it up, you don't have enough finance to do this, enough finance to do that. He's stretching your faith and showing you that I'm using this fire to stretch your faith. And then after you get to the place that you trust God, then he'll release it to come in, going back to the wilderness, in the wilderness with Israel. And he was providing a manna. See, people got to learn the way that God operates. Because you got to learn what he's doing in your life, what he's doing in somebody else's life, so that you won't cripple them in their walk with the Lord. Seek the Lord, even before you pray for people sometimes, that what is he doing in there. Because if he's doing a person, like I say, a walk of faith, or he's stretching the faith like what he's doing even now with me, even though my faith is whatever it is, but having me waiting on him and all this stuff, you know, the fruits will be cultivated to see if I'm sipping kick up dust or see whether I'm a raised fan or I'm going to jump and move ahead of him and listen to all these other people. But it's not. Being meek, meekness. Being a meek and a humble person. It's not that people are trying to use you and get over on you all this stupid worldly stuff that we think. But it's the fruit that God has cultivated in your life. Because if they're wrong or whatever, he's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. You don't have to. Temperance means self-control. And self-control in anything. So a lot of times we don't have no self-control in temple, in eating, whatever it is. It don't have to be just drinking, looking, all that stuff with God. We cannot have self-control in our action attitude. Or I got to get this done now. I got to get it done now. I just don't like people working. This is the way I like to do. Self-control, because you're getting yourself worked up. That's a part of your flesh you need to crucify, because you shouldn't let nothing get on your nerve like that and get you acting ugly, because you don't work the righteousness of God. Against such there is no law. Basically, like I said, what it means is the flesh. And they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh. I'm going to read that again. And they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh. So if I say I'm of Christ and my flesh is in big play, I'm operating more in the flesh than I am in the spirit, then that meant, according to Scripture, I am not of Christ. Go back to the word. He said, with the affection and the lust, the base of the path, he said, I'm still operating, and I cannot operate in all of that and still be in Christ. And this is why I tell people, like, I say, but they Christian, they go to church. Y'all need to get in the Bible. I'm not talking about y'all necessarily, but I'm telling y'all need to get in the word. I'm not judging. I'm saying what the word of God was saying. And it said, if we live, in the spirit, if we live, if we practice our lifestyle in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Path robes of spirit leading as if, as Christ walked. Do like he walked. People say, well, I'm not Christ. You're supposed to be carrying the Holy Ghost in you, which you see at the same time as him. That's what enables you to help you to do it. That's what it is. They say, let us not be desirous of vain glory. You know, basically a lot of time with a lot of us, we want the glory. We want, you know, we empty. We want to provoke one another or envy one another. You know, I see so much of that in the body of Christ where people are envy because God used one person more than he used the other, trying to compete. Tell people how dumb can you get? You can't compete against the Spirit of God. He gave each person the gift that he chose for them to have. I could never operate like y'all. Y'all could never operate like me. It don't mean I'm better than y'all or anything. Because it's his gift. Just like I gave God the glory and the praise for people coming out talking about that lady that got healed. I told as God did it. I was just a vessel. But it was his power. And this is why I tell anyone too. I can pray for you all day long about anything. If God don't answer prayer, it has nothing to do with me, whether I'm a woman of God or not a woman of God, because he is the prayer answerer. He is the prayer answerer, and he does what he chooses to do. But see, when you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to cultivate these gifts in your life, then you begin to live your life different and act accordingly. And sometime with most Christians, when God takes them through test and trial and whatever it is, they get sick and tired of going through. I ain't going through no more. I'm just going to go back to acting like I used to act. Or used to try to find somebody who don't understand Scripture to pray them out of it. I'm going through and people just, you know, cussing me out. People just, I need somebody to pray that these devils just leave me alone. What? Let me say, he said, when your ways please me, I make your enemy be at peace. That's what his words say. So what do I need to do? Find out how to please him. Because evidently, some of them come up short. Go back to the word of God. Begin to take more time. I mean, I don't care if you have to stay on a particular verse or whatever it is, 30 to 40 minutes an hour until God give you true revelation of it. And it's just like it is, not trying to change it. It'd be something else, because a lot of things, let me just say this, a lot of things that we are praying and asking God to do, if you do what the word tells you to do, you don't have to pray and ask him to do it. Because he said, if you do thus and so, I'll do so and so. So if he's not doing it, if it's not had something to do with his time or whatever it is, then maybe he asked me to get up and pray at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up at 6, disobedient. He said, well, I did know you did not obey. A little leaven, a little evil, makes the whole thing evil. God is precise whenever he's telling you to do something. This is why another thing I tell people, I hate to learn, I still do. I pay very close attention to how God tell me to do something or whatever it is. I try to do it exactly like he had them speak and say, because that's exactly how he's going to move. I've had people that I have ministered with, I'll come to me after God had me say something. Well, you know, Sister Ruth, her pastor, did you mean, no, I meant just what I said, the way I said it. Because I'm going to tell you something, I'm trying to teach you something. If I let you change it because of the way you done heard it with your calm mind, he won't do it, and then you'll come back and say I'm a lying prophet, a lying pastor, whatever. You got to pay close attention to how God says something. If he tell you to flip over 3 or 4 times and maybe in the natural you can't do it, and he tell you that's how you're going to get your blessing, then that is what you need to do and ask him to help you. That is exactly. I'm going to say this, and then I am going to, but I was, it was a lady, the Lord had used me to tell her, all you need to do is praise him. He was going to do it. And I heard other prophets tell her the same thing. So God said, all you got to do is praise me. So sometimes people want to play games with you. And, especially if they know God answered your prayer. But see, they don't know that God answered your prayer because I ain't trying to play games with God and mess up. I come to God with a pure heart. Okay, and they said, but somebody asked them about about what they want me to pray for. They said, well, I want you to pray for God to do a manifestation of the blessing. I said, I can't do that. He already told you that all you have to do is praise him. So if I'm going, I'm trying to get him to change what he done said. I'm playing with God. I'm not going to do it. So they really got upset with me. Little did I care, you're not going to get me to get on the wrong side with God and mess up my relationship with the Lord. Because I understand whenever he tells me, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to do this in your life, but you're going to have to do such and such thing. I know not to play games with God. I know not to work witchcraft with him, manipulate him. I know not to come crying to him like I'm some kind of ignorant baby, you know, and thinking that because he's going to feel sorry for me. I tried that a long time ago. And I found out, you know, crying and thought maybe that's going to make him move. And he didn't. But, you know, you got to be very careful. People use your gift. They use your anointing. They have you thinking, well, you know, well, it's all right. God don't mind. You know, he understand. But, see, God looking for a pure heart. He looking for a pure heart. He looking for somebody who's not going to compromise that word at all. Even if it means they lose everything and everybody. You won't got to move. But see, the person, like I say, I don't know why, because like I tell people, when I was going through hell and high water, didn't have no place to stay, didn't have no food, didn't have no nothing. They were nowhere around. If they had been, they wouldn't have helped me. But they would use me then, you know, all the time to pray for this and pray for that. But to say, you know, the Lord is lending my heart to bless you, they didn't think about, but it was getting what they want. And now you want me to disobey God. I'm not doing it. Now, I don't mind praying all that as long as you tell me, but I'm saying you have to be careful about your walk. If you want to walk in the power of the Lord, you can't get back in the flesh. You can't not operate in the flesh if you want to walk. You know, the more you walk in the spirit, the more you obey God. Sometimes the quicker God will move on some area. You won't go around that mountain on 10, 20, 30, and 40 years. And I know y'all don't see it just like I don't see it. People y'all know, been knowing, been in church for years, and they still whining like babies. Although they've been there every time that church door, clapping, jumping, and shouting all over the church. So you got to be careful. You got to be mindful because your relationship with the Lord is very important to him. It's the heart that he looks at. It's the heart. So I hope and pray, you know, out of what the Lord had me, you know, use me to teach on tonight, give me some insight and some help and some questions that, you know, about examining your life to make sure that you lined up with the word of God, and that you really, when it come down to folks, them demons and folks, don't let them demons get you, you know, want you to play witchcraft with God, you know, and that's what the manipulation is with witchcraft. Jezebel spirit, Python spirit, all that mess. So don't do that and mess up your relationship with the Lord, you know. And then if you got children, whoever else in your family, if you are the one that's saved, born again, you can bring curses upon them by your disobedience. You don't want to do that. You don't want to open no door for the devil to have games to come in and play when he wants to get ready. You don't want to do that. So I thank God for you all. I pray the blessings of God upon you all for being able to listen to the Spirit of God. And like I said, forget about me, but listen to his voice and his spirit, where he's trying to take you higher heights and deeper depths in here, him to perfect his will and his calling for your life, for you to walk in power. His power, and not just tell people that, you know, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, but walk into your own self, even to the point that sometimes they're not praying for them, just speaking the word. Watch God's power just come down and set the captives free, because his power rises on the inside. So we thank and praise God for each person that's calling tonight and the blessing of God. So y'all just continue to be encouraged and be blessed, and I do love y'all in Jesus, and I will keep you in prayer. Continue to pray. I'll continue to pray with you and for you. And if any time you ever need prayer, well, you know how to get in touch with me, or you can find a way to get in touch with me to pray for those that who don't. And I will stand with you for the will of God to be done in your life. So you all have a blessed, blessed night, and we'll talk again. So I'm going to go ahead on and close out. Thank you all.